Okay, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the April 23rd meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Novick.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Hales.
Here. Welcome, everyone. We have two items before us, both land use cases. So let's read the first one, 413.
Appeal of Preserve the Pearl LLC against Design Commission's decision to approve a new full-block mixed-use project in the Central City Plan District's River Subdistrict at 1241 Northwest Johnson Street, LU14-230014DZM.
Okay, and before we get into the procedures for that, we need to recognize some kids who are here who work, whose parents work for the Bureau of Development Services, right?
Right. The folks in the upper gallery are the parents and children of people who work at the Bureau of Development Services, and they're here to watch democracy in action.
Let's give them a round of applause.
All right, welcome.
Mayor, I see a future Water Bureau employee.
I think you're right. Prepared and safe and everything else.
At the rate
things are going around here, we're going to need some more employees soon. Okay, welcome. So here's some introductory points, and then I'll turn to the city attorney for some more as well. The council previously heard this appeal on April 8th, and we held the record open until 5 p.m. on April 15th so that people could submit additional testimony, and then we set this time for council deliberation. There were two members of council who were not present on April 8th who will be participating in the deliberations today, Commissioner Novick and Commissioner Saltzman. Would you please confirm that you've received and reviewed the record of this appeal?
I have.
I have also.
Okay, thank you. And then we're required, of course, to disclose if there are any council members, including the ones who just joined this discussion now, who have any ex parte contacts or potential conflicts of interest to declare. Okay, hearing none. Anyone have a question about the council's objectivity in this case? These land use cases are important. Do you have a question?
No.
Okay. Then I'm going to turn this over to the city attorney to talk about anything else that we need to cover in terms of the procedure, and then we'll go on into our deliberation.
Okay. So the evidentiary record in this case is closed, and all that's left to do is to deliberate, to have council discussion and deliberations. As staff outlined at the last hearing, your options are to uphold the appeal and overturn the Design Commission's decision, thereby denying the application, or to deny the appeal, affirming the Design Commission's decision and approving the application, or something in between if there are additional conditions. In this case, because of the amount of additional evidence that was submitted, it is recommended that any council action be a tentative vote for a return with findings, whichever direction you go. That's all okay. I have to say.
All right, great. Thank you. Any questions for the city attorney? So if there are no questions for the attorney or staff, then it's time for a motion on this case, if someone's prepared to make one.
I move to deny the appeal.
Is there a second?
Second.
Further discussion of that motion? Okay, then roll call, please, on the motion.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, there's a lot of thoughtful testimony on this, but some excellent and also some excellent staff work and a great recommendation from the Design Commission. So I'm very much in favor of the motion. Aye.
Hales?
There was a lot of thoughtful testimony, and I appreciated it, but I think if you look at the criteria and the project as proposed, that this is a very clear decision. First, there were several public hearings held on this project. Actually, I think a total of six, if you include ours. And that's a pretty impressive number of public hearings and a pretty high level of public review. Secondly, I think the buildings that are proposed are particularly respectful of the 13th Avenue Historic District. I thought that the architectural team did a very good job of being respectful of that district. The orientation of the project to me makes sense. It's the least impactful, and it makes the most sense with respect to the way the pedestrian network works in that part of the Pearl District. The mixed use and townhouse units really create activity at street level, which is a design criterion that I care a lot about. The courtyard provides very generous public space. So I think that On balance, the team that designed this project did a very good job of following our design goals, and that's why the Design Commission upheld it as well. So I think it is not appropriate for the council to reverse their decision. Aye. Okay.
So now, what we need to do is find a time for coming back with revised findings. City code provides that the applicant, if represented by an attorney, will prepare those findings to be reviewed by the city attorney. And so I would ask the applicant's attorney to advise of how long they would like and when they anticipate wanting to come back to council.
So how much time would you like to prepare findings with the city attorney's consultation?
And that's acceptable to the city attorney's office. So we need to check with Carla to see what is available in 4 weeks' time.
So 4 weeks or a little more than 4 weeks from now. Carla, what looks possible?
And if it needs to be a Wednesday morning, that's fine too, because I know your afternoons are booked.
Would May 20th be too soon? Or that's exactly 4 weeks out, May 20th? Okay, then it would be 10:40 on May 20th, 10:40 a.m.
What day is that, Carla?
It's a Wednesday
morning.
That's
a Wednesday, so that's our regular Wednesday morning session. That work?
Yep.
Okay, so we'll set that for 10:40 a.m. on Wednesday the 20th.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much. Okay.